Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Week 7 Term 2 Staff podcast. Last week, there were a number of things going on over the top of normal teaching and learning, and adding to that, a range of staff that are away on planned leave as well as sick leave. So it obviously made the day-to-day workings of the school a little bit more complicated. I myself was out on Thursday and Friday at principal meetings. This event was obviously a big one with a range of leaders from across the district at the training. I was lucky enough to be in a session that talked about the improvement cycle that the school was going through, and it confirmed the work that we had done was on track, and that our focus on writing improvement and the strategies that we'd put behind that, including the range of training and development that we'd given leaders and also staff at the student free day on the 20th, was the right plan of attack. I was really happy to hear from other sites that they were doing something similar. One of the things that really struck me coming out of that was the department's real push to find evidence that there was growth going on. And again, the commitment that teachers had made to collect samples of work prior to teaching the literacy improvement lessons or units, and then to post-test using the EALD scales, confirmed in my own mind that we were doing what we needed to do in this space. To add to that, Greg Fitzgerald, along with Tennille Alberto, has given me some information around the EALD scales that we've collected for those students who qualify for that funding. We are down on samples, and we've talked about that a lot, and the difficulty that a range of teachers have in collecting samples around that particular cohort. I can encourage you to keep doing what you possibly can and look at the list of outstanding samples so that we can get those in. It certainly has significant funding ramifications for 2020. The work being done by all of the staff on this, I think, is a good process to go through. Certainly those EALD scales are something that we are going to continue to work on over future years. And that really does blend into the work that the English and HASS faculty are doing around the Bright Path initiative. Bright Path is going to expand in 2020 into another genre, and that will be report writing. That will bring in other faculties who use the report writing genre within their teaching and learning, and so it will give some exposure to that new software for other faculties. And there will need to be some training and support for those extra faculties as they come on board in 2020. From an operational point of view, we have been notified from a work health and safety point of view that the ED155 forms, so they're the injury forms both for staff and for students, are now needing to be lodged online. So we're going to need to put a process in place to support staff to do that. It will be directly put into the system via your LearnLink account, and then I'll get notification of those submissions. So if you are keen to get that process started off your own back, it is a very simple process. But if you're unsure, then we'll certainly offer support for staff to do that over the coming term. Adding to that, we would need to encourage staff that if they have got either planned leave or emergency leave, that they put that leave into the kiosk. And again, that will flag on our side so that we can process those leave forms. Third point around online work, I want you to continue to transfer the data that you've got stored on your personal H drives. And from a faculty point of view, the information that you have stored in the S drive, we'd like you to put that information through onto OneDrives and share that to your staff or colleagues, because we have plans to close down those drives by the end of this year. Again, if you need support to do that, it's a very simple process, but that's something that we'll be able to show you to do, how to do over the coming term. Some staffing news. We have not been able to fill the LB3 learner growth literacy position. We've advertised that externally twice and we've not been able to find a successful applicant on either occasion. So there's some work to be done by PAC around what we're going to do around that leadership position. If you do have some ideas, can you please speak to one of the PAC reps? We plan to have a talk about that during lesson 6 on Tuesday. Adding to the work of PAC, we've put a notice out because we need some information back from staff. We have another two LB3 positions coming out of tenure. So that is the Aboriginal Projects position that was held by Amy O'Brien, has been released. So we need some feedback or some thoughts about what that needs to look over the next 3 to 5 years. And also the LB3 flow position comes out of tenure at the end of the year. And we need to have some feedback from staff about what flexibly enrolled student leadership looks like over, again, the same 3 to 5 year time span. There will be the next wave of leader training starting on Tuesday afternoon. So we're expecting all of the leadership staff, all 19 of us, to be in room 43 from 3:30. Steve Glacken, our SACE Improvement Officer, will be leading that training, and it will be in the same format that we have been doing from the beginning of the year with Amy Kayser. Please make sure that you've done your preparation work in Plato. All of the information was handed out on Teams within that leadership group. So please make sure that you've done some clarifying work on Plato in preparation, or at least started doing some training. At PD for Leaders, it will be quite intense over the next 6 weeks, and we are looking to use the same model where leaders are trained and then they facilitate a student-free day. And at this point, that student-free day will be in the middle of Term 3. The topic will be about SACE improvement, and we're having a particular look at the performance standards. What that looks like from faculty to faculty will be different. And one of the things that certainly I have learned over this year, and also confirmed from the training that I had on Thursday and Friday, is that we need to make sure that we target particular training development faculty to faculty, and that will be different for different faculty members. I also want to encourage the curriculum SSOs to think about what training they need next in this process, because we need to make sure that we invest from a training point of view into that cohort of staff as well. So reminder, leaders, please make sure that you are prepared and ready to go. I've got some thoughts around the process that has occurred, and some directions that we need to go into for the rest of this term and into Term 3. From a teacher point of view, we're expecting you to have already collected your pre-test samples. So that's at least 6 student pieces of work that will be levelled against the EALD scales. And if that hasn't already been done, then that's the work being done during faculty time. Those same 6 students will be post-tested post the unit of work to see whether there was any improvement in writing. And leaping forward to the student-free day, we need to, in Term 3, we need to be thinking about what samples of work we're going to collect before and after the process to, again, ascertain whether we have been making some improvements for students within the literacy framework. I also want to let you know that there is some asbestos removal happening this coming Tuesday from 6 p.m. The electrical board behind the boys' change rooms on the oval has got an asbestos backing, and that needs to be removed so that the new Clontarf building can be put into mains power. So it will be a complete site closure from 6 p.m. Tuesday night until 7 a.m. Wednesday morning. No staff on site. There'll be plenty of signs around the place, but please make sure you are not around during those times. And I've been notified by SA Power Networks that there won't be any power to those oval change rooms and storage shed until 6 p.m. on the Friday. There's nothing we can do about that because obviously we need SA Power Networks to do the work that they need to do. So advance warning, nobody on site for Tuesday night. To finish off, Amy O'Brien has given me this week's joke. I had a hen who could count her own eggs. She was called a Mass Machicken. Have a lovely week, everybody.